The importance and results of book distribution. I am very much pleased to learn that our comments on the Bhagavad Gita are being appreciated by the audience in Montreal. Regarding printing, if I print the Bhagavad Gita in your country, it will cost not less than $12,000. Out of this, I have already secured about $5,000 from one of my students in San Francisco and still require $6,000 to $7,000. I do not know how to secure it, but the only hope is that I have my books. If you can organize the sales of my books, either you or Pradyumna, then there is no question of scarcity of money. I can go on printing so many books. But because the books are not selling nicely, neither there is sufficient money, so I am handicapped. Anyway, let us depend on Krishna, and when he will desire, everything will be very nice. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Kirtananda, 5th of May, 1967. Your idea of arranging a meeting with all of the influential people who are interested in your activities is an excellent suggestion and may prove very good results. So certainly Krishna is guiding you in your thoughts and activities. This is very nice and all very encouraging to me. As you may have heard, our Bhagavad Gita as it is now published and can be ordered from the New York Temple by writing to Brahmananda. Please try to popularize this book throughout England as much as possible. Because if these books are read, there is no doubt that many sincere souls shall be attracted and will join you in your work for Krishna. So please try for selling these books. It shall be considered as the greatest service. Srila Prabhupada letter to Gurudas, 1st of December, 1968. So we should now organize in such a way that there shall be nice kirtan and attempt for selling our publications. My Guru Maharaj indicated that the mridanga and the press are the mediums of our missionary propaganda activities, and we shall follow his path in the same way. We must have large quantities of mridangas for vibrating in different parts of the world, and we must distribute our literature also. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Brahmananda, 30th of January, 1969. My spiritual master, Om Vishnupad, Sri Srimad Bhakti Saranta, Saraswati Goswami, Maharaj Prabhupada, sometimes used to say that if after selling all of my property, I can convert one person to Krishna consciousness factually, then I shall think my mission is successful. Similarly, I'm also thinking like that, after reading your letter, that if I could induce even one person to Krishna consciousness through my publication, Bhagavad Gita as it is, then I shall think my labor is successful. So, I am very much encouraged to read your letter, and I have received many such letters from others also. So, I am very hopeful. Srila Prabhupada's letter to R. Chalson, 12th of June, 1969. Try to organize our book-selling department very nicely. That will be great service to the society and to the people in general. The books we are publishing are completely novel to the Western world. We are explaining the science of devotional service in so many ways. And Srimad Bhagavatam especially is unique literature that the people in general should try to understand. I've got an ambition to finish the Srimad Bhagavatam in the same way I have already done, so try to help me as far as possible to finish this high project. Srila Prabhupada letter to Bali Mardan, 11th of July, 1969. In the meantime, you should continue going out on Sankirtan as much as possible and preach to many boys and girls with whom you come in contact there. Krishna consciousness is the absolute need of the present-day society, and there are many people who will come to join us if we simply make these teachings of Bhagavad Gita and the rest of the Vedic literature available to them. So try to sell back to Godheads as far as you are able with only Arundhati and yourself on Sankirtan party, and soon others will come to join you. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Jayagopal, 12th of July, 1969. I wish that all of our Krishna consciousness literatures may be available to men of all languages throughout the world. So whatever assistance you can give in this connection is always appreciated. But your main business at the present moment is to propagate Sankirtan to all the people of Germany. This is also a very great service. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Sri Vinanda, 22nd of July, 1969. I'm glad to learn that the Philadelphians are quickly taking some interest in our Krishna consciousness movement, and you are simply standing on the corner, wearing robes, and the people come to purchase copies of Back to Godhead. So if you can continue in this way, letting them hear your chanting and selling Back to Godheads, then all success is automatically there. I remember that my Guru Maharaj would often send young boys out to sell literatures of Krishna consciousness, and if they could come back having sold only a few issues, Guru Maharaj was very, very pleased. Now you report that you have sold 300 issues of Back to Godhead in just a few days. So I know that Guru Maharaj is very, very pleased with your work. Actually, in all of our centers, our Sankirtan party and Krishna consciousness literature is becoming more and more popular. Perhaps you have heard that Brahmananda has already made arrangements to increase the number of copies printed from 20,000 to 25,000. This is all very encouraging, so continue to increase your sales of Back to Godhead as far as possible. You are a serious worker, and Krishna will reward your efforts with success. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Subal, 31st of July, 1969. Now that our press is ready in Boston, we have more than one dozen books which are ready to be printed. So with your help, I wish to overflood the marketplaces with our literatures. Now people are reading all kinds of nonsense books, and thus their reading capacity is helping to pave their way through the cycle of birth and death. If they will simply take to the reading of this transcendental literature we are presenting, the same reading capacity will elevate them to the highest perfection of spiritual life. So this is a very important task we are doing, and all of you push forward in Colorado with increased enthusiasm. Srila Prabhupada letter to Harinam, 6th of November, 1969. We shall overflood the market with Krishna conscious literature. That will create our prestige, and being cheap distribution, many people will learn our philosophy. Srila Prabhupada letter to Brahmananda, 20th of March, 1970. I am very glad to know that your sales of our literature and books are very good and improving more. It is natural that such distribution of literature should increase as the people hear more about the Krishna consciousness movement. So, distribution of our books and literature is our major propaganda program. Srila Prabhupada letter to Tulsidas, July 1st, 1970. Also, book distribution is a very important program, and you should give much attention to developing it. Anyone reading our Krishna book, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the Nectar of Devotion, and Bhagavad Gita as it is, he is sure to become a Krishna-conscious person. So somehow or other, either through schools, colleges, libraries, life membership program, or ordinary sales, we must push on this literature distribution program. It is so important and a most valuable service to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada letter to Vamanadeva, March 5th, 1971. And try to introduce our books there, and it will be a great missionary success. One Krishna book sold means we go forward one step in our Krishna consciousness. We should always remember this. Srila Prabhupada letter to Vishnujan Maharaj, 4th of April, 1971. But in my heart, I want that Krishna book, in small or large form, should be distributed in every home who are English-speaking people. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Karandar, May 17th, 1971. That is the immediate important business, how to distribute these books all over the world. So far as the percent of discount, that will depend on your discretion. But quickly distribute all the books as soon as they are received. Srila Prabhupada letter to Karandar, May 17th, 1971. Whatever is done by a great nation or a great man is followed by ordinary persons. So it is my mission to distribute the treasure house of India's transcendental knowledge to the whole world. And your cooperation in this connection will be a great asset. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Professor Katovsky, June 24th, 1971. I am so glad to hear that your program is going on so nicely there in New Orleans. and especially that Sankirtan and Back to Godhead distribution are so successful. That is very encouraging. The Sankirtan and Back to Godhead distribution is our main business, and you should give as much energy in this direction as possible. Also, your traveling Sankirtan party to various universities in the southern cities is wholly approved by me. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Nityananda and Kanya, August 26, 1971. Regarding printing our books and literatures, I may inform you in this connection that I saw one bulletin of Indian Railways in which it was specifically advised that every railway servant should see to it that the wheels of the carriages or vehicles must be moving always, which means that the railway is going nicely. Similarly, all of us should see that our literatures are profusely distributed. That means our missionary work is going on nicely. Otherwise, we are simply sleeping and eating. The literature we have already designated as Brihat Mridanga. So, distribution of literature means great Sankirtan. Srila Prabhupada letter to Karandar, October 9, 1971. If you simply push on this one activity of distributing my books, your all success will be there. I have hatched this transcendental plot for getting money by selling my books, and if we stick only to this plan and use our brain for selling books, there will easily be sufficient money. I have recently informed the GBC to allow each temple to keep 25% of the money they collect from direct book and magazine sales for temple maintenance, 75% to be sent to book fund. Supposing you can sell $800 a week worth of literature, retail price, will not $200 weekly be sufficient for food and rent? If not, increase book sales, or until things are adjusted in this way, supplement in other ways. But try to avoid too much business, as this distracts us from our real mission. If Krishna sees that we are very active to spread information about him, he is master of the goddess of fortune. He will give everything. Srila Prabhupada letter to Lalit Kumar, November 15, 1971. You state that you will be the largest distributor of Back to Godhead in the world. This statement is very pleasing to me, because more than anything, I want that my students should distribute my books and literatures profusely all over the world, and this should be our foremost concern, how to do it properly. But one thing, now you must try very hard to live up to your promise of becoming largest distributor. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Sri Ramdas, November 17, 1971. You have been my student for some time, and I consider that you are one of the big men who are assisting me in this vast work, so I am naturally concerned for your well-being. I want that you should give up this idea of outside living and working and regard it only as a temporary trick of Maya. I need such strong men as yourself to stick with me, and together we shall go back home, back to Godhead. If you have no other engagement, I would greatly be pleased if you could take up this work of selling my books and literatures everywhere, as many as possible. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Bhadrinarayan Das, November 18, 1971. A man is known by his notions and by his words, but sometimes it may appear that he is doing something, but he may be thinking something else. So a man is really known when he speaks, then everything is revealed. So if this Mayavadi sannyas does not speak, then he can fool everyone. But if you force him to speak, he will expose himself. Therefore, he is silent. Even if he remains silent, we shall speak very loudly and expose these bogus men. Let our philosophy be challenged by anyone, and we shall defeat them. I want that you distribute our books very widely, as many as possible. Then people will get the right information. We show people by the results. So many centers, happy devotees, big books, strong conviction, like that. Let people judge who is better by the results. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Hiranyagarbha Das, November 22, 1971. I am especially pleased to hear that your distribution of our books and magazines has increased. Go on in this way, increasing more and more. Each time someone reads some solid information about Krishna, his life becomes changed in some way. These literatures are the solid ground upon which our preaching stands. So I want that they should be available to everyone, as many as possible. So please try for this. Srila Prabhupada to Damodar, December 3rd, 1971. One thing, you say that literature distribution is low. Actually, the test of the strength of our preaching work is that we sell many books and magazines. So, what is the difficulty? Simply preach very sincerely to anyone and everyone, and go on in this way preaching more and more, and the demand for our books will increase. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Sri Galim, December 17, 1971. So far books are concerned, it appears that it will be difficult to bring books there from other places due to financial reasons of the government. So whatever they will allow you to send, you may send to the book fund and receive that amount of books. Try to get big books in this way, especially for our life members, by persuading the government to allow us. For other books, we can print in Nairobi through that Mr. Patel who owns a very modern press facility. Distribution of books and magazines is our most important activity. Without books, our preaching has no solid basis. Especially the Africans want our books. So Karandar is in Tokyo, now supervising the printing of many books, including the Krishna book paperback size, which I am especially printing for Africans. We are printing 50,000 copies of each volume in three volumes, or 150,000 books total. So you may order as many as possible by paying Dainapan and ordering from Karandar. I think if I meet Mr. Kenyatta, I shall be able to request him to allow us more books. Srila Prabhupada letter to Chayavana, December 26, 1971. If there are ample books, everything else will succeed. Practically, our society is built on books. Srila Prabhupada letter to Yogeshwara, December 28, 1971. I am glad to hear that you are distributing nicely books and magazines. The more we sell books, the more we advance in Krishna consciousness, and the more we help others to have solid information, how they may take advantage of their human form of life and achieve the supreme perfection. So I want that you should now increase very greatly the selling of books and literatures. I have heard that in San Francisco, they are selling daily not less than 75 Krishna books. So I am very much encouraged to hear this. Now take this spirit of transcendental rivalry and consult with Dayananda and the others there in England to be the first-rate booksellers. Srila Prabhupada to Kulasekara, January 10th, 1972. My first concern is that my books shall be published and distributed profusely all over the world. Practically, books are the basis of our movement. Without our books, our preaching will have no effect. Srila Prabhupada to Mandali Bhadra, January 20th, 1972. The reports of increased book sales all over the world gives me so much pleasure. I thank you very much for your very determined efforts to push on this movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada letter to Karandar, January 25th, 1972. I'm very pleased to hear that you are putting your full energy into distributing books and magazines very widely all over Canada. It is not so much the numbers of books sold, it is the sincerity which Krishna appreciates, and I am encouraged by your determined enthusiasm to increase in every respect. Srila Prabhupada letter to Jagadish, February 5th, 1972. I especially appreciate your attitude toward increasing more and more the distribution of our books. That will sanctify all other activities of preaching, because preaching means selling books. Srila Prabhupada letter to Bhaktadas, February 21st, 1972. If we have regular plan of selling books, then there will be no scarcity of money. Srila Prabhupada to Giriraj, April 12, 1972. I am also very much pleased to hear from you that you have sold 100 sets of paperback Krishna book in one day, and that you have reordered from Dai Nippon. Gradually, we shall replace the literatures which are currently popular with our own style of transcendental literature. I have tried it. Any page you open, that is wonderful reading matter. My ambition is to spread these books far and wide all over the world, so that everyone shall read at least one of our books, and that will change his life. If only 1% become devotees, that will change the world. I think that eventually we can print teachings of Lord Chaitanya in paperback also. In the skyscraper building, that can be a guest house for receiving tourists, so they can see how practical spiritual life is developing. If just 1% of these tourists become devotees, if they adopt this process, then our effort is successful. Srila Prabhupada letter to Karindar, 2nd of May, 1972. One thing is, we have got very good response in Africa by our kirtan, so have kirtan widely with dancing, and that will attract everyone. And also distribute many of our Krishna books, paperback edition. They were especially meant for the Africans. Kindly keep me informed, what is your progress in this connection? I shall be always glad to hear from you. Thank you very much for assisting me in this way. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Bhaktijan, May 11, 1972. Yes, that is a good proposal. Print many, many books in African language and distribute widely. That is real preaching work. If you sell a book to someone, that is better than your speaking to them. What will your 3 minutes preaching do? But if they read a book, it may turn their life. Go on preaching. That is the highest perfection of activity. And do not worry for anything. Krishna is so much appreciative of this preaching work that he will give you every facility as much as you have ambition. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Brahmananda, November 3, 1972. Anyway, print books, distribute profusely, and that will be the best preaching work. What will your 3 minutes preaching do? But if they buy one book, it may turn their life. So make this your important task, to print our books in French language and other languages and distribute widely, and that will please my Guru Maharaj. Never mind, it takes little time to make progress. Our process is slow, but sure. And we are confident that if we continue in this way, we shall go one day back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada letter to Bhagavan, 5th of November, 1972. If you become lazy in your spiritual life, everything else will deteriorate. We are not interested in big, big buildings. No, that was not my plan for Juhu. I simply want to engage everyone in the service of Krishna. That's all. And that means preaching. So if the preaching work has stopped, what can I do? In that case, you must expect there will be so many troubles. So try to improve your preaching work. Distribute all the books and print more. And in this way, Krishna is the husband of the goddess of fortune. You will get as much money and as many big buildings as you need. For spreading Krishna consciousness movement, without any doubt. Srila Prabhupada letter to Yadubar, 11th of November, 1972. I'm very glad to hear all the good news, especially that you want to sell books more and more. That is the best preaching work. Each book sold means there is some practical effect of preaching. There is some tangible progress. So try to sell books as many as possible in your country. And in this way, so long you remain active, but not for your personal sense gratification, so long you remain active only satisfying Krishna's senses, then this movement will be successful without any doubt. As soon as someone wants to satisfy his own senses, then he fails at everything. We are the only movement in the world which is preaching the real fact or secret to success. And outside our movement, everything else will fail. So try to convince people to join us and be successful in their life. That will be your credit. Srila Prabhupada letter to Kurushrestha, 23rd of November, 1972. I'm especially glad to see how nicely your St. Louis Temple is distributing Back to Godhead magazine. Only 3 years ago, I asked Dai Nippon to print 20,000 copies, and barely we could distribute them. But now in your temple alone, you are distributing so many. So this is very, very encouraging to me. It is the perfect form of preaching. Follow the line laid down by Prahlad Maharaj and try to take everyone back home, back to Godhead. And this is done by distributing our literature. I am so much pleased upon each and every one of you for helping me this way to push on this great movement. Srila Prabhupada letter to Vamanadeva, 3rd of December, 1972. I'm especially happy to hear from you about the huge distribution of books in the Canadian zone. That is the most auspicious sign. You are making good progress. That I can understand. As soon as I see that there is such increased book distribution figures, I take that to mean that all other programs are successful as well. I am especially encouraged to note that you have sold 268 of our Bhagavad Gita's as it is in only 3 weeks' time. That is very, very satisfying to me. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Jagadish, 5th of January, 1973. All programs must go on, but it is a fact that this book distribution program is very, very important. It is real preaching work. But I think this program for TV and radio is not so important. There are so many TV programs. Someone will see us on TV, and then right after, they will see some other nonsense, and they will forget. Therefore, it is better for them to read my books, but I think your proposal for seriously organizing the college programs is first class. If this program is conducted in the proper fashion, it can be our biggest book distribution outlet. I am convinced of this. You are advanced devotee, and you should use your intelligence to convince the professors that they should use my books in the colleges. This will be the greatest service. Srila Prabhupada letter to Rupanuga, 14th of February, 1973. Your plans for increasing book distribution are very good. If so many books are being sold, then very soon we will be finished the second edition. Distribution of all these books is making a firm basis for our movement. Srila Prabhupada letter to Tridas, March 4, 1973. It is very encouraging to note that the work on our Back to Godhead and other books is going on. Actually, producing and distributing books is our most important engagement. All other engagements culminate in this one end, distribution of books. Srila Prabhupada letter to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, 27th of July, 1973. There is no doubt about it. To distribute books is our most important activity. The temple is a place not for eating and sleeping, but as a base from which we send out our soldiers to fight with Maya. Fight with Maya means to drop thousands and millions of books into the lap of the conditioned souls. Just like during wartime, the bombs are raining from the sky like anything. So, you are expert in this field. I like also your program of sending out your best men to teach the others. That is the actual process of Krishna consciousness, to train others. Continue this program so that in the future, every devotee in our movement will know the art of distributing books. This is approved by me. Srila Prabhupada letter to Rameshwara, August 3, 1973. Yes, that is nice that you are distributing many books. I do not want money or buildings or anything else. I simply want to see that my books are being distributed, and because you are doing that, I am quite happy. Srila Prabhupada letter to Prahlad Ananda, 28th August, 1973. I beg to acknowledge receipt of your letter dated September 12, 1973, and am so glad to learn that you have again ordered to Dainipan Printing Company for so many books. This gladdens me when I see our literature very widely distributed. This was the subject matter of my Guru Maharaj's satisfaction. He liked to distribute books more than constructing temples. He personally advised me to print books if I have got some money. So by his mercy, we are printing books and constructing temples as well. Although in the beginning we had no such opportunity, but still, I brought some books from India, and that was the foundation stone of our Krishna consciousness movement. So I want all our centers should give very much importance in the matter of book distribution. Srila Prabhupada letter to Kurandar, 27th of September, 1973. I am very encouraged by the report of how nicely our books are being distributed. This is our main business all over the world. If you give full attention to this, there will never be any shortage of funds. So I am very glad to note that in London now this program is becoming well established. Srila Prabhupada letter to Mukunda, 6th of October, 1973. Yes, you can go on with your book distribution as you were doing before. There is not any harm. I thought that our men were becoming like hippies, but now I understand from you that that is not the case. So I have no objection. Our main business is to distribute books, and from the reports I am receiving from all over the world, progress is very encouraging. So far as the women distributors who have left New York and Boston temples and have gone to New Vrindavan, they should return immediately and resume their original service. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, everyone is a preacher, whether man or woman. It doesn't matter. I do not know why Kirtananda Swami is encouraging our women devotees not to go out on Sankirtan for book distribution. Everyone should go out. Srila Prabhupada letter to Karandar, October 6, 1973. Thank you very much for pushing on our book distribution program so enthusiastically. Kindly offer all the devotees there my deepest gratitude for their wonderful service in this connection. I understand from Karandar that you are one of the most staunch supporters and workers for distributing our books, and I assure you that it is the highest service to my Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada letter to Tredas, December 8, 1973. Thank you very much for your endeavors in book distribution, and please offer your good wife my blessings for her service in this connection. Our preaching work will be measured by the quantity of books we distribute, so continue ever increasingly. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Makunlal, 11th December, 1973. Your emphasis on book distribution is quite right. I can understand in the northern centers it is very cold now, and yet you report they are still going out for Sankirtan party. Please convey that I extend all blessings to those boys and girls who are trying to distribute our books, even under difficult conditions. Srila Prabhupada letter to Jagadish, 8th January, 1974. Just as Hansaduta and Bhagavan have gone to foreign countries and arranged for a solid program of translation, printing, and distribution of my books by Sankirtan party, so you will also find the devotees in South America willing to help you in this noble project, which is for the benediction of the suffering humanity. My own Guru Maharaj stressed the printing and distribution of literature even over gorgeous temple construction, and I also was printing even before I had big temples in the U.S. So you may follow the footsteps of the previous acharyas while always strictly following the regulative principles for spiritual strength. Srila Prabhupada letter to Hridayananda Maharaj, 14th of March, 1974. The explanation given by Rameshwara that Sankirtan is Lord Chaitanya's Leela, which he compares to the gopis trying to engage others in Krishna's service, is the correct understanding. Srila Prabhupada letter to Nandalal, 9th of June, 1974. So the books are selling and we are expanding. This book distribution is the Brihad Mridanga. It is the greater preaching. Anyway, you have replied properly to the article that this may be some isolated incident. Yes, as you have said in your reply, they must see what kind of life our men are living. Our books are better than the nonsense books. You have written them to the point, and even if there is some complaint, they're getting the real thing from our books. Therefore, getting the aim of life. Somehow or other, we have to give them the real thing. Why this one man should be envious? In the history of the world, especially in the Western countries, there is no record of selling religious books so many daily. It is unique in the history. Our men are doing good that they do not see. They are so blind. But the end justifies the means. We have to give them even if they do not want it. Srila Prabhupada letter to Sri Govindadas, June 12, 1974. You have said rightly when you write that the devotees are working to please me by distributing my books. My mission on behalf of my Guru Maharaj and Lord Chaitanya to spread Krishna consciousness would never have been so successful if it had not been taken up by the enthusiastic boys and girls such as in San Francisco, especially through distribution of books. Srila Prabhupada letter to Bhaktadas, 28th of June, 1974. Regarding sales figures, please endeavor in this way. The sales figures, this is the only solace in my life. When I hear that my books are selling so nice, I become energetic like a young man. It is a very good report that the printers are surprised at our sales figures. Srila Prabhupada letter to Rameshwar, 13th of August, 1974. I very much appreciate your report of Sarvabhauma Prabhu, who distributed 138 hardbound books simply because of hearing about my letter. That is very, very nice. They are all very nice. Krishna will bless them. This boy, he immediately attempted, and Krishna immediately responded. So this is the success of your book distribution. So if the books are distributed nationwide, that is the success of our movement. Srila Prabhupada letter to Rameshwar Das, 14th of September, 1974. The book sales are very encouraging, increasing, increasing. It is very good news. Thank you. I want this. Record selling is temporary. Even George Harrison's record sales do not continue for a long time. But a book sold becomes a permanent matter for enjoyment. We read the scriptures again and again, and it is still fresh. When there is time, I go on reading my own books. Srila Prabhupada letter to Hansa Duda, 1st of October, 1974. These statistics are very nice. I like very much to receive the report of my book sales. I think it also gives encouragement to the devotees who distribute the books. Here at Mayapur, my Guru Maharaj was printing one paper. It was selling for only a few paise. Sometimes, whenever one brahmachari would go to Navadvip and sell even a few copies, I would see my Guru Maharaj become very much pleased. Even if the brahmachari was not a very important member, my Guru Maharaj would become very, very pleased with him. He personally instructed me that books are more important than big temples. At Radhakun, he told me that since constructing the big marble temple at Bhag Bazar, there have been so many difficulties. Our men are envious over who will live in which room. I think it would be better to take off all the marbles and sell them and print books. He told me this personally. So I am always emphasizing book distribution. It is the better kirtan. It is better than chanting. Of course, chanting should not stop, but book distribution is the best kirtan. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Shrutadev, 24th of October, 1974. Regarding the book distribution, somehow the distribution must be doubled and tripled as far as possible. Do it. Srila Prabhupada letter to Rameshwar Das, 14th of November, 1974. Regarding the book distribution, apart from our books, the Communist Party has become popular simply by distributing their literatures. I know in Calcutta, the Communist agents were inviting friends and reading their literature. The Russians never came to India, but by distributing literature in every language, they get a pretty good number of followers. So, if it is possible for ordinary third-class mundane literature, why not should our transcendental literature create devotees all over the world? I see practically how our books and magazines are becoming popular in your country, so there is good potency for pushing on these literatures very vigorously. So organize this propaganda work very carefully, and our movement will be very much successful by introducing literature from village to village. Lord Chaitanya wants this, so carry out his order. Srila Prabhupada letter to Tamal Krishna Goswami, 21st of November, 1974. Regarding your question, actually it is a fact that ultimately everyone should preach and distribute books if they want to please me in the best way. Book distribution should be given stress always. He has spoken the right thing. If you do this sincerely, it is a fact that Krishna will supply everything else required. So you say that your men are like the four Kumaras, disobeying Lord Brahma. Does that mean that you are Lord Brahma? But it is a fact. Here in India, we are now arranging for publishing Hindi books and other languages for profuse distribution in India. This is my immediate program. I blindly follow my Guru Maharaj. I do not know what is the result, so I am stressing on this point of book distribution. He told me this personally. Srila Prabhupada letter to Sri Govinda Das, December 6, 1974. Book distribution is the Bhagavat Marg, and temple worship is Pancharatriki Vidhi. Both are important for cultivating Vaishnavism, but comparatively speaking, Bhagavat Marg is more important than Pancharatriki Vidhi. As far as possible, both should go on in parallel lines, but still, Bhagavat Marg is more important than the other. Srila Prabhupada letter to Sri Govinda Das, 6th of December, 1974. As far as your engagement is concerned, I think it is most appropriate for you to consult with the GBC men. But one thing that everyone should understand is that I am not so interested in selling incense as I am in selling books. Distribution of my books is the most important thing. These other things, such as selling incense, records, etc., are not so much important as this. If spiritual sky is a separate concern, then what is the need of our own men, who are capable preachers, to be engaged in that way? I want that my books be distributed in huge quantities, and thus we will be able to thoroughly convince the majority of the population, especially there in America. But finances are also needed. Therefore, for further direction, you please contact the GBC men, and they will give you consultation. The more one preaches, the more he becomes expert, and the more he is able to convince others. Srila Prabhupada letter to Vipini Das, 19th of December, 1974. Distribution definitely doubling in USA. Hare Krishna, Rameshwar. This kind of wonderful news is very pleasing to my heart, and I thank you all again and again. I think this is the first time in history that ever before so many religious books have sold so popularly. 4,000 books in one day is a very unique figure. Keep distributing as many as possible in huge quantities. This is my pleasure. We must make a large propaganda program for Krishna consciousness by distributing these books everywhere, all over the world. Just like the communists, they are very expert in distributing their literature, their propaganda. At the present moment, they are distributing their literature here in India in 9 different languages, and it is quite effective. Therefore, we must print hundreds and thousands of books and distribute them at the same speed, and thus we will have a great effect on the mass population of Europe and America. If we can get the masses in the Western countries, like Europe and America, to become Krishna conscious, then all the rest of the world will follow. This is a fact. So please, I beg you, continue distributing my books in this way, and Krishna will pour his blessings upon you. Please keep me informed from time to time of the book sales statistics. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Rameshwara, 21st of December, 1974. Thank you very much for your sincere endeavors to distribute my books widely. If you continue with such desire and determination, Krishna will give you all strength to increase more and more. Srila Prabhupada letter to Shruti Dev Das, 16th of January, 1975. Regarding your question about the controversial talks going on, this kind of talk is not befitting my advanced students. This is childish. In Krishna's service, there is no inferior and superior. Deity worship is just as important as book distribution. It is not material. As mentioned in the Bhagavatam, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smarnanam Parasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakyamatma Nivedanam. Shravanam and Kirtanam is the beginning, to chant and hear. Book distribution is under this category of Shravanam Kirtanam. The next item is Smaranam. If somebody simply remembers the Supreme Lord, that is also as good as Shravanam Kirtanam. Then there is Archanam. That is also as good as the others. But one who simply becomes engaged in Archanam and does nothing of Shravanam Kirtanam, his position becomes in the material field. Any one of the nine processes is as good as the other. There is no question of inferior or superior. But out of all of them, Shravanam Kirtanam is very important. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while instructing Srila Rupa Goswami, has said how the seed of devotional service sprouts and increases by watering the root of the process of Shravanam Kirtanam. So these two items are very important in devotional service. But that does not mean that the other items are inferior. Srila Jiva Goswami has stressed Kirtanam, especially in the age of Kali. Even if there is Archanam for sanctifying the contaminated mind, it must be accompanied by Shravanam Kirtanam. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Satsvarupa Maharaj, 19th January, 1975. You have asked me what I feel is the best engagement for you at this time, and in response, I kindly request you to continue to distribute my books full-time. You are very expert in this matter, and you can also teach others how to do it. At the present moment, the plays are not as important as our book distribution. So my desire is that you increase your book distribution more and more, and be blessed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada letter to Lokamangala Das, 2nd of February, 1975. Whatever money is owed to the BBT, that should be paid. As far as record distribution is concerned, if you have no big books, you may temporarily continue, but give a book with each record. With record distribution alone, the result is temporary. They will hear it for some time and throw it away. Book distribution is solid. Even if they do not read, simply by touching they are benefited. It is so much powerful. Srila Prabhupada letter to Paranjana, 2nd of February, 1975. If you are a very expert book distributor, so I do not want you to give it up altogether. If you like, you can also do some painting, but you should still distribute books 2 days out of the week, at least. Srila Prabhupada letter to Gauri Dasi, 3rd of February, 1975. Thank you again and again for distributing my books with great enthusiasm. Now try to double this enthusiasm. Anyone who even touches one of our books gets such great benefit. Give them to everyone. Because you are all very sincere and working very hard, Krishna is giving you all facilities. Srila Prabhupada letter to Dina Bandhu Das, 16th of February, 1975. Do not worry. In spite of war, Srimad Bhagavatam will be distributed. We don't care for war. Our preaching business will go on. Srila Prabhupada letter to Radhabalabha Das, 21st of August, 1975. I am in due receipt of your letter dated August 31st, 1975, and the 6 new volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the books have increased, and they are all very nicely done. I think I may stop all touring and just sit down here for translating. You have taken very seriously the publishing and also the distribution of these books, and that is the success of our mission. You have taken seriously this work, and I know that my Guru Maharaj is pleased with you because he wanted this. So by this endeavor, you will all go back home, back to Godhead. Let me first of all finish Srimad Bhagavatam, then we can take up others. So I wish to also thank you for your cooperation. Because of your cooperation, therefore, it has been possible. For me to publish alone the first 3 volumes, I had to take so much trouble. But by the cooperation of you American boys and girls, now this has become possible. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Rameshwar and Company, 1st of September, 1975. This book distribution, that was my Guru Maharaj's purpose. He said that, I have got so many temples, and now in Calcutta, I've got a marble temple. But I would have wished that if by selling the marbles, I could publish and distribute books. Now, by the mercy of His Divine Grace, Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, I am doing both by the cooperation of my American disciples. I am constructing so many marble temples, and I am distributing so many books on Krishna consciousness. This does not mean that I am excelling my Guru Maharaj. but it is the mercy of my Guru Maharaj that he has given me the facility for doing both. Srila Prabhupada letter to Rameshwar Das, 14th of November, 1975. Krishna will guide you how to increase the library distribution. Do not worry, just do it sincerely and with a cool brain. Srila Prabhupada letter to Sasrup Das Goswami, 20th of November, 1975. Yes, your present engagement is more important. Managing Calcutta Temple is not so important. I am pleased that you are selling my books. This is superior engagement, so please continue and increase it more and more. Srila Prabhupada letter to Gargamuni Maharaj, 4th of December, 1975. Your letter is very, very encouraging to me. I do not know how you are selling so many books. There is no instance in history where religious books were sold with such enthusiasm and success. Is there any such history? The Christians have spread their teachings all over the world, and they have only one book. So we have got already 40 big books published in English. Therefore, if we distribute as you are distributing, we cannot even imagine the result. Your program is very nice. Please continue more and more. Srila Prabhupada letter to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, 18th of December, 1975. I am in due receipt of your telegram as follows. Christmas week book distribution in Los Angeles, despite closed airport, better than ever by your grace. 112,000 Back to Godheads, 8,000 Gitas sold. On invitation of Governor Brown of California, 50 devotees visited state mental institutions to help improve conditions and morale by giving religious message. Publicity very good. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. This is very good. Fight and depend on Krishna. That will bring you victory. Srila Prabhupada letter to Rameshwar Das, 27th of December, 1975. Our first business is this book distribution. There is no need for any other business. If this book distribution is managed properly, pushed on with great enthusiasm and determination, and at the same time, if our men keep spiritually strong, then the whole world will become Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada letter to Satsrup Maharaj, 5th of January, 1976. Now you have got very excellent land, so develop it very nicely. Miami is a tropical climate, so it should be made very lush with fruit and flower trees. I was very glad to see how your temple is now amongst the big leaders of book distribution. This is a sure sign of spiritual strength. For where there is preaching, there must be life. Please go on increasing more and more the book distribution. You are working in the right direction. Srila Prabhupada to Abhiram, 9th of January, 1976. In the six-day book distribution, Eastern Zone was first. This is our most important work. All the leaders should tax their brains for increasing the sales of our books. I have always said that if we simply rely on book distribution, all our needs will be met. Srila Prabhupada letter to Rupanuga, 11th January, 1976. That so many people are purchasing our literature in Los Angeles indicated that it is being advertised. Oh, I've got a very nice book. Then their acquaintances want the book also. The book distribution in Los Angeles during the six-day period is transcendental samadhi. They are working in trance, not on the material platform. No common man can work so hard. It is not possible. Working without sleep means no death. Sleeping is dead condition. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Gora Chandra Bole, Kota Nidra, Jao Maya, Pisa Chira Kohole. Your book distribution is really intoxication. Srila Prabhupada, letter to Rameshwara, 12th of January, 1976. The results show that there is no limit to our book distribution. Our books are qualified to be distributed unlimitedly. We are not fiction writers. It is a fact that no expert book salesman can compete with our men. The librarian has noted the difference between our men and other publishers' men. We are working for heart and soul, not for money. Such expert salesmen would have to be paid at least $1,000 a month. That means if they had as many men as our library party, they would have to pay at least $15,000 per month. Srila Prabhupada letter to Rameshwara, 18th of January, 1976. These books are the life of human society. Others may be disturbed, but they cannot disturb this Srimad Bhagavatam. Let any man come, but here they cannot touch. We are putting these books for deliberation before the topmost thinkers of human society. Therefore, I have to see that in all languages, all of our books are published. If we strain, and if he takes one book home, someday people will come to understand what valuable knowledge they have received. It is transcendental literature. Nobody can challenge it. It is done so nicely, without any spot, the spotless Purana. Please continue like this to print books in all the languages for the benefit of suffering misdirected humanity. Srila Prabhupada letter to Paranjana, 4th of May, 1976. I am in due receipt of the new Krishna books and your letter dated July 24th, 1976, and with great pleasure I thank you for them. Please offer all the devotees my blessings. Their enthusiasm for distributing my books will please me very much. Not only will I be pleased, but my Guru Maharaj will also be pleased, and they will all be blessed. This is very good news. Pritivityachayata nagaradigram sarvatra prachara hoibe moranam. This is the way of preaching, to spread the news of Krishna in every town and village all over the world. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Hridayananda Maharaj, 31st of July, 1976. The main thing is to distribute books. The communist idea has spread practically all over the world on account of distributing huge amounts of literature. But they have no substance. Introduce Rath Yatra very nicely and distribute books. Srila Prabhupada letter to Balavanta Das, 4th of October, 1976. Your report of book distribution is very encouraging. Please go on increasing more and more. Yes, you should become the topmost temple for distributing my books. This is a very good proposal. That is the only way to please me. Distribute my books profusely. That is real preaching. Srila Prabhupada letter to Balakrishna Das, 23rd of October, 1976. I am very glad to hear how the book distribution is increasing more and more. This is our greatest weapon. The more the books are distributed, the more the ignorance of the age of Kali will be smashed. The world is feeling the weight of this Hare Krishna movement, especially in your country. We have to increase this book distribution work more and more to firmly establish this movement, which is the only hope for the suffering living entities. Srila Prabhupada letter to Balavanta, 23rd of November, 1976. I am very pleased that you are taking my order to distribute books so seriously. All blessings of Krishna are on these girls who are working so hard to distribute my books. That is very nice that you want to distribute more books than Tamal Krishna Goswami Sankirtan party. Srila Prabhupada letter to Dharmatma, December 23rd, 1976. Whether it is more important to organize the women's book distribution or to work on the college preaching, the book distribution is more important. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Shukadev Das, 29th of December, 1976.